Hello, and welcome back to the Everyday Life Bible Study Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. Whatever you're doing while you're listening, thanks so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I'm really excited about it. Man, today is very motivational, I believe. As I was just reviewing it and going through it, man, I feel so empowered by a belief in Jesus and by the Holy Spirit. And so I can't wait to get this out to you today. Before I do that, I want to just mention to you that iTunes reviews are very important, and they help us in ratings and all of those kind of things to get the message out. So if you are enjoying this podcast, would you do me a huge favor? Take a minute or two out of your life and just head over to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, and just say what a blessing this has been to you. I've gotten good feedback from people through Facebook and good feedback through people. They'll just text me or whatever, but man, I appreciate that. I love it. Would you also consider going over to iTunes and leaving a review? Thanks to those of you who are new listeners. We've gotten a few new ones here recently as well. So thank you so much. Go back and start at number one, because we're going through the life of Christ. Not necessarily his teachings. Yeah, his teachings, but really more about his interactions with people is what this podcast is all about. How he received people, how he treated people, how he talked to people, his reactions and responses. And man, it's been great. So go all the way back to episode one and you can catch up. They're all roughly a half hour-ish in length, so it wouldn't take too long to catch up. But let's dive into today's message. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 9, first couple of verses. It says that I'm reading from the NIV, he says, "And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal people." I mean, how wonderful is that, right? This passage is about Jesus sending out his followers. And I think we can say that includes us as well. But it starts with an impartation of power and authority. It says that he gave them power and authority. He called them together, gave them power and authority, and then he sent them out. So that it begins with this impartation of power and authority. Look, wherever we go, we're not just existing just within our own strength here. We have the power and authority of God with us. Some may call it the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But there's a problem. A whole lot of us are not experiencing this power and anointing in our lives, or we're just not aware of it. In fact, many believers face the world in weakness and subjection. Power and authority, though, speaks of owning it. That we wake up in the morning, we say, you know what? I own this day. When I walk into work, I got this. Not because I'm anything special, but because God's with me. He fills me and he empowers me to face this day, to speak life to people and bring blessing to their lives. But so often we get up in the morning and we're just dragging, oh, I don't want to do this. And oh, I don't go to work. I don't want to go to work. And man, the environment there or this or that. But when we have the power and authority of Jesus in our lives, we have that ability to go and affect that culture. We have the ability to walk into that place like we own it. Maybe you do own it, but like we own it and say, look, I got this. I'm the man or I'm the person, but not because we're anything special, but because you are special, but it's not because we are amazing in and of ourselves, but it's God in us. And I think sometimes we just don't have that realization that he's really in us in that way. And that's what this verse is talking about. It's just not the normal experience of the average believer. So let's not be average believers. Let's not be normal followers of Jesus. I want you to say it out loud right now. If you're at work, listening in some headphones, like one person I know does, you might whisper it if you have to, but I am empowered. I want you to say it. If you're running, if you're driving, if you're at home, if you're at work, I am empowered. Luke 9, 1 and 2. Once again, he called the 12 together, gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. That's what he does to us today. He gave them power. Literally, he granted them power. He put it in them. Power is this supernatural ability. The kind of power that he gives is this supernatural ability. It was an ability beyond their capacity to do on their own. When it says that he gave them power, it's not just he increased their muscles or he increased their brain capacity or anything like that. It was a supernatural ability. And basically supernatural means that it's beyond what I can actually do. It's beyond what I can naturally do. I don't have the capacity to do this. So he gave them power. He gave them authority. That is jurisdiction and a license basically to exercise the power that he's given them. Look, I can have ability with no right or jurisdiction to exercise it, right? I can have the ability to arrest somebody, but if I'm out of my jurisdiction, then I really can't do it. Or I can have jurisdiction to do something, but not the ability to actually execute that. Kind of like a mall cop or something, you know, that I have jurisdiction, absolutely, but my ability to do it might be hindered. But Jesus granted to the 12 both the ability and the jurisdiction. And he gives the same authority to us today. You know, as long as a police officer is within the boundaries of his or her jurisdiction, they have the authority to enforce the law upon anyone. And as long as the Christ follower is breathing, they have this same authority. It goes with you wherever you go. And what kind of authority is this? Matthew 10 talks about the same thing. It talks about over impure spirits, over diseases, over sickness. Verse 8, in Matthew 10, he tells them to heal the sick, to raise the dead. This is Matthew's version of the same instance. In Matthew 10, verse 8, he tells them, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. I mean, that's big stuff, isn't it? And he gave this ability, this supernatural ability, ability that is beyond their own capacity to actually do, he gave that ability to the 12 disciples. And it's the first time we know that Jesus imparted supernatural gifts to his followers. And this happened before the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when Jesus said, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It's the same thing, but this actually happened beforehand. And we shouldn't think that these are the only gifts that we should receive today. Many Christians have completely abandoned the thought of spiritual gifts. But why did Jesus give the 12 these abilities? All right, let's kind of go back again. Raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. That's crazy, right? That's the first time we know of that Jesus imparted supernatural gifts to his followers. Why did he give these gifts particularly to them? Well, the simple answer is that those were the primary needs of the people that they were ministering to. But I think we're dealing with much of the same things today. They're just not as obvious to us. I mean, modern medicine, praise God, has made many sicknesses, turned them into nuisances, or eliminated them altogether. But many Christians, as I already said, have abandoned completely the thought of evil spirits because, you know, bad things just happen, right? Sure, but we do have an enemy named Satan who's still working against God's people today. And this passage gives me hope that we have authority over his work in the world today. So walk as an empowered person, not just telling the message or sharing your story, which is wonderful to do, and we absolutely should be doing that, but do it with an expectation that there would be supernatural convincing proofs that God is also working in what you're sharing as well. That's how Jesus did it. That's how Paul did it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, he says this, Paul talking, he says, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. and my speech and my message were not implausible words of wisdom. You know, he says, my what I told you wasn't all that impressive, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men or by the words that I speak, but in the power of God. So Paul would speak, and then there would be some sort of a demonstration of the Spirit's power, a convincing proof. That is supernatural. That's the pattern we see in the book of Acts. I'm convinced that's still the way God wants to do it today. I mean, as a whole, the church has fallen back on just the proclamation of the gospel, which is incredible, all right? It really is, and we should not shy away from that. But it seems that all we have is words sometimes, so we try to dress up our words with other things that excite the senses. Contemporary worship, videos, lights, all designed to capture people's attention so that they'll listen to the message. And you know what? I love all of that. I'm very grateful for it. The church I attend, very contemporary, a lot of videos, lights, I love it. The church that I'm on staff at, not just attend, but I believe that they're all very necessary. But all of those things combined fall short. In the Bible, God seemed to always confirm the words with signs and wonders. A sign points people in the right direction, and a wonder makes people go, wow, what was that? And people are convinced because things are happening that only God can do. I believe that's what God wants to do today. I want the church, the Big C church, the church to be that kind of place where God is free to move like that. And it's a faith statement to declare boldly, in that way, I am empowered by Jesus. But you know, the truth is, many of those things aren't happening like what we read about here. But I want so bad for the Holy Spirit to move in His church in these kinds of ways so that people will hear, see, and be convinced of who Jesus is. That's what this whole passage is about. And Jesus is sending out the 12 to share the message of the good news. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, he says, "Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." You know, it's ironic that he gives us authority over evil spirits, but we walk in this world as sheep among wolves. You know, a sheep is no match for a wolf, right? I mean, it's easy prey. A sheep's like the low-hanging fruit of the food chain, getting picked off real easily. But we don't have to be afraid. I used to live in Oklahoma. I was a youth pastor in the Tulsa area, and deer hunting is something that I've always done. And so the place that I went, there was 640 acres that I had I was the only person allowed to hunt that whole 640 acres. It was a huge blessing, me and anybody that I would bring. And so it was also full of coyotes, though, out just about everywhere. But out in that part of Oklahoma, there was lots of coyotes. But I remember walking in one day, and I would park, you know, it was pitch black. I'd get there way before the sunrise. And I knew my way well enough to walk in. It was quite a walk, quite a distance, but I knew my way well enough that I would walk in without a light, without a headlamp or a flashlight, because I just didn't want to disturb anything or draw attention to anything. And so I'd really quietly, with no light except what the moon was offering, walk into my stand area, my deer stand. I remember one morning in particular. It was a beautiful morning, so nice, cool and crisp. But I was walking in, and I heard some stuff behind me, and so I just stopped, and because I didn't know what it was, and I caught something out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, oh man, it was a coyote, and it was close. When I say it was close, it was probably 15 feet away from me, and coyotes, you know, they hunt in packs. I had been in my deer stand the week before. And I listened to a small pack of coyotes take down a deer before the sun came up. And I heard this happening. And then after the sun came up, I could see the leftovers just sitting there. It was not pretty. But so here I am, and all of a sudden I'm seeing coyotes dart in front of me. I've seen darting onto the side of me. I hear them behind me, and I'm being surrounded by coyotes. Honestly, it was something. I mean, I guess I was afraid, not crazy afraid though, but I was nervous. And so I put a round in the chamber. My best shot would be to, just fire one off and scare them away and make a lot of noise and all of that and stuff. But I kept walking, trying not to act fearful at all, just kept my pace going, had one in the chamber. And you know, those coyotes, I was praying the whole time, God, I just don't want to be eaten today. That would just really not be good. So the whole time I'm praying as I'm going into my stand, and after, man, it felt like forever, but it was probably about 5 minutes total that I'm walking, and these coyotes are circling me really close, like close enough that I could see them without a light. And like I say, they were as close as probably about 15 feet away from me at any given time. But they never attacked, and I just kept going. I believe God was protecting me, but I felt like a sheep among wolves, all right? I was one man among a bunch of coyotes. And Jesus here, he's saying, look, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. I'm putting you in harm's way. I mean, have you ever thought about that? To accidentally wander into a wolf's den is one thing, but to be sent there? Surely God doesn't want me to work in this kind of an environment. You know, they're hostile to the gospel and they don't like me and all these things. And he says, look, I'm not sending you to a friendly place. I'm sending you as sheep among wolves here. God is calling us to more than just living a good and comfortable life. Sometimes we've reduced Christianity to just that if I'm saved and if I'm following Jesus, then my life, I'll live a good life and he'll make me comfortable. But that's not what God is calling us to. Jesus said, we are sheep among wolves, and he's sending us that way. He's calling men to be more than just nice guys. He's calling women to be more than good and pretty. He's calling us to live a dangerous life. To follow Jesus means that you'll find yourself as a sheep among wolves. And when we find ourselves in a situation like that, I mean, most of the time we're looking for a way out, but Jesus is behind us, pushing us in. Go, be a light, share my message. He says, I'll build my church here and the gates of hell won't prevail against it, but they're certainly going to try. I've given you my power and my authority. You don't have to be afraid. I'm with you. You have my power inside of you. You know, for the teenager who's sent to school every day, for the public school every day, for the adult who gets up early to intentionally go to a work environment that isn't friendly to your beliefs, look, you're responsible to share the message. Let your faith be known and evident to people. You need the power of the Holy Spirit working through you. Let God work through you to confirm his word. And my prayer for you is that you would wake up in the morning with that attitude of, let's do this. I'm going to own this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and he is in me and he fills me with his spirit. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He has empowered me to face and own anything I encounter. Now, it's easy to say that. It's another thing to live it, right? So far, we've been talking about how Jesus interacted with people, how he loved and accepted people, and now he wants us to do the same. He came to an environment, the Bible says in 1 John, he came to his own, no, John's gospel, he came to his own and his own received him not. He came as a sheep among wolves. We're not just spectators here. We're called to serve those around us. Accept them like Jesus accepted them. Walk in this world like Jesus did, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Sheep among wolves, his attitude, but not in weakness. Not just being a nice guy or a good girl, but actively loving and accepting people, taking authority over situations, over conversations, over bondage in people's lives, setting them free with the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That's what he wants you to do. It can happen in our lives when we simply submit to him, ask him to fill you with his power and his authority. You know, we've been walking around in fear way too long. I know this, you know this. And we're so nervous to admit we're believers when we're in a group of people that we just don't know how they would receive that, you know? And we're walking around as sheep among wolves that has no kind of shepherd, you know? I'm prey is all I am here. They're going to attack me. They're going to devour me, you know? And we do have an enemy that prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But we're not alone. We have Jesus with us. He's walking with us. He's granted us. He's given us his power. And that is ability beyond what we can do just on our own. He's given us his authority, his jurisdiction, that wherever you are, you have the authority to exercise that power. It's time to walk in his strength. Look, I love you. I'm so glad that you're listening to this podcast. And I hope today that you feel strengthened, that you feel empowered. Maybe you just need to say it again as we end here today. I am empowered by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of Jesus. My prayer for you is that this word today would come alive in your everyday life. Go out there, get it done, walk into work, walk into school, walk into wherever you are. Maybe it's walking into your home at the end of a day. I got this. I'm going to own this because I'm filled with the power of Jesus. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You and Jesus together, unstoppable, unstoppable. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. God bless you, and my constant prayer is that the Word of God would come alive in your everyday life.